them together. Come on.
Gotta say,
to God and remembering that God, oh, all by himself, reconciled me to him. We see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I dare you to read that whole chapter from verse 1 down. But as we get into 5, 6, 7, and 8, it starts to tell us that for you to really reconcile yourself to God, you first have to know that God did it. Number two, you have to know that your reconciliation is your reconciliation, and it has nothing to do with others. Thirdly, you now have to know your position in reconciliation so you can receive the spirit, oh my God, of reconciliation, and now know that you have a responsibility to reconciliation. Oh yes, we're gonna share. I'm actually on the freeway, about to exit right now, and I'm going to go to those verses we just talked about. But I want to now just put a standard out that as we go forward in accountability together, that we're really trying to push one another to say enough is enough, and I'm not gonna just leave you behind. I'm not just going to work on me. This resurrection celebration is going to be about us. Oh, my God. See, he says in the Bible, he says God reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. See, that was that one-time sacrifice. That was that one-time offering. That was that one-time obedience to the Spirit of God, even in the face of death. One-time deal. But now do I really position myself to start to act and to walk and to talk and to, watch this, emulate what was already done for me? See, that's my reconciliation. That's your reconciliation. To know that it doesn't just end with you. Oh, my God, did you get that? Because by Christ sacrificing himself, it didn't end with one individual person. It actually began with us all. It began that he died for each and every one of our sins. He died for each and every one of our transgressions. That he, oh my God, was bruised for our transgressions. See that celebration? You better clap right for paying the price. But now what God is requiring of us is to now reconcile ourselves to God so we can be what God has called us to be. Some people say, oh, I'm going to get to it next year. Some people say, oh, I have another day. Well, I beg to differ with you because I know for me it had to become a now dedication to God that I would submit myself to him this day, and from this day forward, I would just have God be God and get all the way out of it. Remove myself from it. And then as we learn now to go higher in talking about Jesus, we know that we're talking not of a dead Jesus or a buried Jesus or a hung Jesus, or anything about an alive sitting at the right hand of the Father in his position of authority. And that's where we have to begin to teach our children of the price that was paid, of the sacrifice that was given, but now of the life that we live, and we live free. See, the Bible says that who the Son sets free is free indeed. You think it was just freedom from your shackles of this worldly things? No, it was free from the shackles of the spiritual realm that we can now be in a holy and acceptable. Oh, my God. That now he would use us, vessels, for his glory. Use us as vessels for his honor. Use us as vessels that he can be glorified, magnified, and lifted up. And if you're wondering when is it time to glorify, magnify, and lift him up, it's right now. God has called each and every one of us to go to work. To go to work what? Lifting him up. Lifting him up. We must do what he's telling us to do. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6, and I know some people, several of my covenant partners have heard this scripture last week, but watch what he's saying to us today. Verse 6, it says, "So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well, pleased, rather to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord." I wanted to start there because as we see reconciliation, it has to be from God's eyesight. It has to be from God's positioning. See, to be absent, you don't have to wait to pass on in the earthly realm. You can go ahead and die in the spirit realm. You can go ahead now and strategically position yourself to be where God is by your own choice. And that's where faith comes in, my brother and my sister. See, faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. We all have to start opening up our spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit would have to say. Oh, we always want a word from somebody else. Yes, this is talking about Jesus. We always want a word from somebody else when we have the word right inside of us. There's no question or no doubt about it. We have the word right inside of us, and that word is Jesus. Not a Jesus of yesterday, not a Jesus of tomorrow, but I'm talking about a Jesus of right now. A Jesus that I can separate myself physically into a spiritual realm where I can now sup with him as he sups with me. You can do the same thing. It's the same opportunity as we understand that he is no respecter of person. What God has for me is for me, and what God has for you is for you. But guess what? It's all still supposed to glorify God and not ourselves. That we're not looking to get into a positioning of self. This God walk, this Jesus walk, is about removing self out of the equation. I might be able to get one person just to agree with me tonight on how hard that is right there. That one job of removing self out of the equation. See, self always wants to run things. Self always wants to tell me what to do. Self always wants to be in complete control instead of God being in control where we can make conscious decisions. Where God being in control is that we can really hear him clearly, that we can really follow him directly, and that we can really understand that God is in control. Verse 9, it says, "Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him." Someone says, "Well, you can't see him." Well, until you get your eyes fixed, until you get your spiritual connection fixed, until you get your consciousness and the spirit in the right place, how would you ever expect to hear or experience him? Because first of all, you got to know him before you can understand his language. You got to spend time with him before you could ever recognize him. And I have to know his language before I can ever get a word from him. I was saying just a minute ago, we always want to rush somewhere to get a word when the word is already in us. Whether you have or whether you don't have, being content with some or with none. being willing to do it out, even though you know you think you need it. Even being able to change your direction. Yeah, you know, my direction, that's the one that always says, no, do it my way. You know, your direction always, it still rises up against us, and we keep fighting it. Instead of knowing that whether in the position that you think you should have been in, or just in the humble position that God says be in, you must be, watch this, well pleased that you are, watch this, in him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the chair of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God, and also trust are well known in your consciousness. We don't condemn ourselves again to you, but give you the opportunity to boast on our behalf, that you may have an answer for those who boast in appearance and not in heart. I know I don't have to go too deep in that one, because it is not so much what you say out with people here. It's what's going on in your heart. Where's your heart? Your mind. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he in your mind. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. Or if we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer of themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. See, the dynamics in that alone is being able, just to be able to be quiet and to listen, to be so aware of the Spirit of God that now you understand that nothing can separate you from the love of God, because it's not the stuff of the flesh, it's not the stuff of people, it is the stuff of God that has now elevated you to understand the things of God. I use this principle, and I know I'm not looking at the board, but I know Minister Terry knows this principle. But if I say Kichi Kichi, what would you? I want you to get me some Kichi Kichi. Now you think I have the answers for you? And normally when you meet somebody that has the answers for you, and I know I'm not the one, I'm just using this as an example, but when someone has what you need, you're willing to listen. And on the other hand, if you think they have what you need and they can give it to you, you're even willing to listen or do what it is to get their attention. So if I said to you at the end of our conference, I said, well, you know, when you come back tomorrow, I want some Kichi Kichi. And you say, well, I don't know what that is. I say, well, I want some Kichi Kichi. Maybe our next conversation will, if we spend some more time together, maybe it will unleash what the meaning of Kichi Kichi is. Well, can't you just tell me right now? No. That's a special communication. It's an honored sound. And I can't just give it away freely. You may just be here for a night. I want to make sure you're here for a long-term journey that now we can grow together. So go on and pack your stuff up. If you're interested in more of what I have for you, come back tomorrow. What time? 8 o'clock. All right, boom. If you really feel that I can do for you, you'll be here at 8 o'clock. But you're going to want to know, and you're going to be asking questions. You told me about Kichi Kichi yesterday. I need to know more about Kichi Kichi, because I think that's something you like, and I want to do something. I want to do something to make you happy. And then as we get the conversation, I said, don't worry about it right now. We'll talk about it later. Let's talk about business. Let's talk about God. Let's talk about focus. Let's talk about principles. Let's talk about the will of God. At the end of our conversation, at the end of the day, I said, you know what, man? You really paid close attention today, so I know you're going to get this. I just want you to know that Kichi Kichi is like Kachi Kachi. And if you brought me some, just off these two instances together, man, I'll know that this is a spiritual connection. Well, man, I want to know what Kachi Kachi is. I say, you know what it is. Kachi Kachi is like Kichi Kichi. I want more. I want more. I say, well, our time is up for the day. But if you want more of what I have, or you think you are really interested into knowing what I like, come on back tomorrow. Let's spend one more day together. I believe you, if you know this principle, it only takes 3 days to get to know somebody, to know if you are of the same like-minded, the same spirit. 3 days. One of my managers out there needed to hear that. One of my partners out there needed, my business owners need to hear that. 3 days. If it ain't worked in 3 days, that's why I do, in employment, I do an at-will contract for 3 days. In these 3 day period, we're not going to sign any W-9s, no Social Security, nothing. I want you to come for 3 days. I'm going to pay you the same rate that you would make if you get hired for full time. But I need you to come for 3 days and work temp. And you say, well, it's temp service. I'm the temp service. And they come. I tell you, in 3 days, you know if they're the one you need for the long term. But most of us keep, you know, we hire them on and you stuck with them. No, 3 days. 3 days, I tell anybody that I'm mentoring in business, I tell them, man, set up in your company a 3 day trial period in employment. You will save your company millions of dollars, and you will also save yourself millions of headaches because you'll know that person is not the one for you in 3 days. Most time in a day and a half, you'll have that meeting of at will. And someone said, what's at will? At any time, I can at will you out of my company because we are on a temporary basis that I can release you without having reason. So now, get back to the principle. I say to you, hey, come back tomorrow and I'll give you some more information. We'll talk some more business and we'll see if we, I'm seeing some growth in you already. What time to be here? Seven tomorrow. Let's do seven tomorrow. Huh? Seven. Eight was early. Oh, no, let's do seven. You asked me, and so I'm giving you that. So next morning, boom, 6:45, person's there, 7 o'clock. Oh, we get into a little conversation. And now we really get to know each other. I'm getting really to see that this person can follow instructions. This person can really follow through. I don't have to watch over him the whole time. I'm seeing now that he's already aggressive, trying to grow and take my position already. I need people like that that's not trying to stay dormant. I need people that want to grow. At the end of the conversation, I said, well, I'll tell you what, I really want some Kichi Kichi today, and you're going to go get it for me right now. And you're going to say, oh, we're halfway through the day. Well, come sit down. I want to tell you some more about Kichi Kichi. Kichi Kichi is like Kachi Kachi. But Kachi Kachi is nothing but a simple banana. Go get me some. Well, now you know my language. You know my communication. You know where to go get it. And when somebody gets to you, go get it, you got the whole bundle of it. And somebody, what's that, man? That's some Kachi Kachi. What? Hey, Pastor E likes Kichi Kichi. Kichi Kichi likes Kachi Kachi, but to us normal folks, it ain't nothing but a banana. Well, if we look at that perspective from God and his word, and knowing how important it is to get in his word and let his word be true, you got to spend so much time in him where you know what Kichi Kichi means. Oh, that touched somebody right there. You have to spend so much time with God and be on time that you can get a fresh rhema word, that you have to be on time at alert and attention wanting more of him. And he'll give it to you, and he will reveal to you the mysteries of his world, of his word. He will show you the unknown secrets, the mystery things that the people of the world says we serve a mysterious God. But you know, when you get to know God one on one, God is not mysterious. God is miraculous. And he's miraculous right now. I don't have to wait until March 31st, April 1st of 2018, 19, 20, or any other time to know that Jesus is alive. But I need to reevaluate myself yearly and say, am I worthy of the call? Am I worthy of reconciliation? Am I worthy to be in Christ? Oh, yeah, we talk a good talk. Oh, I'm in Christ Jesus, but we still hate folks. I'm in Christ Jesus, but I can't even listen to other people talk about Jesus. I'm in Christ Jesus, and I'm not trying to better myself. No. See, when you in Christ Jesus, you are a new creation. All things are passed away. Oh, I won't go back. But behold, all things become new again because I'm new. Something never, ever done before. And now as God is becoming new in me, I am new in God. Jesus. And it still goes back to his word. Word of peace, word of love, word of joy, and word of accountability. See, in accountability to reconciliation, I go to work every day. Luke 9:23 says, if you desire to follow me, deny yourself first, take up your cross daily, and follow. Daily. Yes, daily. And some of us out there are so aggressive that I need him every 5 seconds. Oh, yes, I got to change every five. Oh, I got to stop every 5 seconds. I got to let God move every 5 seconds that I can be released out of the equation and God can take over the whole situation. The whole obstacle, the whole whatever it is, because believe me, it's coming. The enemy is seeking those to devour, that keep on looking at him to devour them. Oh, I'm going to say that again. He is seeking such to devour those that are looking to be devoured. Well, let me tell you something. Because of a new Christ Jesus that paid the price for me, I don't have to be scared no more. I don't have to worry about if he can destroy me. He can do whatever he wants to do to me. Take it all. But I know one thing, I'll still stand for Jesus. I still will make him my priority. Devil gonna do what the devil gonna do. But as long as he ain't up in me, he's not affecting me. Maybe I need to say that one again. See, the devil is gonna do what the devil does. Because that's all he has to do. He, just like I was saying earlier, that this was a one-time sacrifice from Jesus. Well, guess what? That damnation and that butt-whooping he took down in Hades when Jesus put it to him and broke the veil for you and for me, that was a one-time deal also. He is already defeated. But because God is so concerned about us making it, he has not put him in the pit. Because before that, he has to judge the world. He's not slack to his promises. He's just hoping that we get his word now. My God. Not by power, not by might. What? By his word now. Not my agenda, not my ways, not my thoughts, not my sense. But the spirit of God that's moving right now just for me. Oh, yeah, he's no respecter person. Family, he's moving just for you too. He's calling your name just like he called my name. He got a position for you just like he got a position for me. He got a measure of faith for you just like he has a measure of faith for me. And then this is the most important thing. He has a covenant for you just like he for me. And it goes back. The covenant is Jesus. Jesus sets us free. Jesus gives us access to the Father. Jesus, oh my God, orders our steps. But if you are not being effective in your honoring of God, somebody said, why you bring that up? Well, because everything we do should be about honoring God. Everything we're a part of should be about honoring God. Watch this. Every place we go, everything we do, everything we say should be about God. Can't just be a Sunday situation. It can't just be a when I'm in trouble situation. It has to be an all day, every day, consistent job that we glorify Jesus. Oh, he's worthy, family. He is worthy of every bit of praise we have. And then when we think we don't have no more, he is worthy. You better kick some up. Oh, my God. Bible says in John 4, chapter 4, read that chapter. He's seeking such to worship him. Seeking. You don't seek him, but he's looking for you. Then lift your hands. Oh, he found you. Stand to your feet. Come on, jump up and down. Give him praise right there. He was looking for you. When? Now. He says, now the hour has come that those that worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. And he is seeking such. Oh, my God. He's looking for you right now. Oh, see, every time you raise your hand, oh, that means he's here. If I wanted to circumvent the situation and make sure that God is with me, just keep your hands in the air. Just keep patting your foot. Just keep patting your foot. Just keep saying hallelujah. Just say, keep saying thank you, Jesus. Oh, no, not that. That had nothing to do with you. It wasn't about your needs or your wants or your desires. It was all about him. I can testify to you today. When you stop thinking about you, everything you thought you wanted, you'll have. So you can give it to somebody else and not feel a loss about it. See, that's the biggest thing with us is that we don't know how to lose things. We think it belongs to me and it's supposed to stay with me. No, he gave it to me to give it to somebody else or to show them how to get it. The only reason that I'm connected to anything is to give somebody else the same opportunity at the same tree of life that I have. The same opportunity to worship him just like I do. The same opportunity to preach his word just like I do. The same opportunity to walk the walk and not talk the talk just like I do. That's the goodness of Jesus, of the no respecter of person principle. No matter who you are, where you came from, or what you did, God is seeking you. No, hallelujah and praise come. That's what we should be giving offering freely. No, he is seeking you to go to work. He is seeking you to say, y'all, you know what? I'm not doing me no more. I am finna do you. I'm finna get me out of the equation because I understand now I ruined stuff. Whenever I get involved, things always turn around, and I got to call you again to fix them. See, that's when we realize that we are worthless. Don't take that the wrong way. Because, see, when you're worthless, that means he's worthy. Oh, my God. When you're worthless, then he's worthy because that means you are nothing. Absent. Yes, you better be absent of you and present with him now. Stop waiting for the funeral arrangements. Stop waiting for the recession song. Get now what you can have right now. He says, kingdom come, will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When? Now. And I don't have to wait for somebody else to tell me it's my turn. I have to wait for somebody else to tell me it's my call. I don't have to wait for somebody else to give me a word. Oh, no, I want words. I want words of agreement from you so I can have words of agreement for you. But guess what? If I don't have a word from him, I have nothing because now I'm depending on you. Now I'm following you. Now I'm listening to you. And now I'm doing, thank you, somebody. I heard that in the spirit. Now I'm doing you instead of doing him. See, the most important thing about Jesus is Jesus. The most important thing that we can that we could ever experience about Jesus is Jesus. If you're looking for what your real position and what your real calling is, it ain't about Jesus. And the faster I realize that, the faster you realize that, the faster God can use you and use me. I love to just ask him, Lord, empty me. For the sole purpose that you fill me. Yeah, for the sole purpose that you use me. Oh, yeah, and then turn it right back around. It's just a constant flow of empty, fill, use. Empty, fill, use. Empty, fill, use. And you can do it more. Take more. Less of me, more of you. Empty, fill. And I tell you, it gets better because now you know how to go through things with a smile on your face because it's no longer the joy of you or the pain and suffering of you, but it's nothing but the joy of the Lord. And what does the joy of the Lord do? It renews your strength. Oh, my God, I need to be renewed. Get some joy in your life. See, we always try to make this thing so complicated. It's really not. It's all about following instructions. And the most important thing about following instructions is that you follow them right now. Don't put out tomorrow what you can do when, right now. Right now, not other people not other people's time, but in God's time. Ooh, and when we get in God's time, you don't have to worry about nobody else's time. When we get God's time, or we doing something. We made some movements. We've done some changing. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember any of my covenant partners that listened last week to Wake Up, Get Up, Move with Your Purpose, to be an agent of change and to change yourself. Now, I'm always trying to get in other people's business and change them. Leave other folks' business alone. You got enough business of yourself. Work on you. Stay out of other people's business and deal with yours. The most problem we have is always trying to say, I'm a change, and the way I change is by eliminating you out of my life. And the way we do it secretly is not telling you or let you have any involvement in our lives, and we trying to be in your life too much. You can't even take a breath and try to even look at what's going on with us because we distracting you and bombard you with your mess. That is not your calling. That is not your reconciliation. Reconciliation, for those that don't know, is righting the wrong. Don't you know when he reconciled us to him, he was righting the wrong of our sins. By him reconciling us to him, he used his son as a sacrifice to put us back in order. Read chapter 8 of Hebrews, the new covenant. He said, no brother, no sister, no man can tell you that he's our God. You'll know for yourself that you are his child, that he has, watch this. He will remember no more your sins, your transgressions, and your lawless deeds. He says, I will remember no more in the new covenant. I know you're being affected because you're still in the old covenant. Crossover right now. Just say, no, I'm buying that. I would not go back no more. I am free, and I am free indeed of my past transgressions. And I'm going to forgive myself so I can forgive others, so I can move on to the next level. You better be ready to go to the next level. Stop waiting on, he's coming. But I better be ready for him when he's here instead of him catching me off guard. And I you're not going to have time to pay the cost when he gets here. No, ain't none of us perfect. We all going to answer for something. But I'm going to minimize what I can, and I'm going to work my job as hard as I can, so when he comes, I'm not looking around fumbling and being reactive. I am already proactively ready, saying, oh, here I am. Empty me, fill me, and use me, Jesus. Oh, yeah, we're talking some Jesus tonight. Because going into this resurrection week, in this celebration time of the resurrection, you better get celebratory. You better start telling somebody about the goodness of Jesus. Tell me, I'm going to get me a coach. We can talk about the death, the burial. That's a daily job. When you follow Jesus, I just gave you the scripture, Luke 9. Read that whole chapter. But it says, if you desire to follow me, deny yourself, take up your cross daily. Why are you worried about a cross from 3,000 years ago when I got a cross today that I'm supposed to be taking up? So I can die for somebody else. So I can get out the way for somebody else. Oh, no, stop thinking it has to be a rugged wooden cross. Just by you letting somebody go ahead of you. Just by you letting somebody go first. Just by you encouraging somebody even when they're trying to encourage you. Don't you know that's dying to yourself? So God can live. Oh, and we need him. Oh, yes, we need him. We need him. We need him so bad. We need him every hour. Every minute, every second, every millisecond, we need more of him and less of us. And the more you practice it, the more you'll get it. I'm going to say that again. The more you practice it, the more you will get it. Reconcile yourself because God has already reconciled you. Ooh, Jesus. You go a little bit farther, it says, we've been given a ministry of reconciliation. Then if you go a little bit farther in chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians, I know we always get on, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, verse 17, you better read them other verses to know how 17 builds you up for 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Because then you know you are an ambassador of reconciliation, that he can use you as a mouthpiece. All he wants you to do is talk his word. All he wants you to do is sow life into somebody. All he wants you to do is bring joy into this world. We can do it. We can do it, but it first starts with me. Let's talk Jesus. Live here with Pastor E. Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight for this word, Lord. We thank you for the encouraging principles that you have given us to go to the next level in, Lord. And we thank you that we will not leave this place the same. We decree, declare, and position ourselves to be changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our minds. But most of all, we honor you. Most of all, we worship you. Most of all, we give you the praise deserved, the worship honored to you. And Lord, our obedience is on the altar right now. That, Lord, you can use us in any way you see fit. We say right now, Lord, anything that's not pleasing in your sight, take it away. Remove it. Let it be bound on earth as it is bound in heaven, and loose your spirit to on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, that we can be free, and we can be free and free indeed. I thank you tonight, Lord, for this opportunity. I thank you tonight, Lord, for this session. Lord, I thank you tonight for the covenant partners that have been a part of this broadcast, even though we didn't do any advertisement tonight. We thank you for those that showed up and were committed to be a part of this broadcast tonight. We pray for complete blessings in their lives. We pray for complete healing over their lives, near and far. We thank you, Lord, for their growth right now to be elevated like never before. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, that it's done. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, that it's complete. We thank you, Heavenly Father God, that it is already done. But, Lord, we get in the already done position to receive your glory right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, family, God bless you tonight. Thank you for joining us. We haven't been opening the lines. We got a few minutes. If there's a comment, question, prayer request out there tonight, I want you to go ahead and dial one. And we'll take a few minutes to bring you in, give a shout out, prayer, whatever is needed. If not, it's all good. I'm confident that as we went forth in his word, that we all have something to leave here with, that we could go to the next level. Oh, yeah, it's your study time now. It's your growth time. It's your elevation time. And it's your time to get in position of ministry, of reconciliation, ambassadorship of reconciliation. Oh, we got some work to do. Because every message, I'm encouraging everybody I know that the message that we preach is bringing people in to be saved, not telling people about an old story that's not true anymore. It's done. That is over. That is history. Let's talk about life right now. Let's talk about the us. Let's talk about the anyones. Let's talk about the whosoevers. Let's talk about all of us. That we all have a right to the tree of life. I'm going to be doing a flyer. I want to put out a couple of invitations. I need your support. We are still in need of Easter basket materials for our Easter basket giveaway on March 31st. Sylvia Nun's Angels in the city of Compton will be doing just like we did last year. We'll have a worship service at 10 a.m. Led by myself. We're just going to sing a couple songs and preach a good word. Then we're going to have lunch together with all of the street people, with all the park people, with all of our family people, whoever comes out. And then we'll give away clothes and food that they can take home with them. Then we're going to end the day with the Sylvia Nun's Easter basket giveaway. And if you guys remember last year, it was some nice Easter baskets. We made some umbrellas. We made some ones that had basketballs and different sporting items in them. I mean, Cynthia Nunn, the director, Sylvia Nunn, is awesome in that arena. I just love helping her. So we do the worship and the food and stuff, and then we assist her or with her movement. But it's a free giveaway, first come, first serve. But if you're not part of the service, you now have eliminated yourself for the other gifts and the other things that have happened. So we're really trying to get everybody to be out at 10 a.m. to worship with us and in our own celebration of the resurrection. That is March 31st, 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, Compton, California, 90221. And then the following month, following Sunday, that next day at 6 a.m., I'm preaching the sunrise service over on 54th Street. What's the name? Oh, my God. I know that church. I'll be putting that flyer out there. I don't want to say it wrong, but I'll be doing the sunrise service. So if you, somebody out there is trying to get your worship on and get your day done, get your day finished early, then you can come on out and visit with me at 6 a.m., excuse me, at a New Life Bible Church, 2723 West 54th Street, Los Angeles, California, 90013. That is the sunrise service at 6 a.m., but it will be done by 7:30. Y'all know me. We will not be there long, but we are going to have breakfast after the service in the midst of their second service. So if you want to come out, get your worship on with me early, come on out, because after that I'm going to be getting with the grandkids and doing some other things. So we want to invite you to come on out for those two events, March 31st at Sylvia Nunn's Angels. That would be at 10 a.m., a worship service, and everything else proceeds after that. And then on the first, Resurrection Sunday, we want to invite you to come out to the Psalm, the AM service, and worship with me personally. And then April 21st, we got the first spring gospel concert in Compton, jumping off on April 21st. We got Christian comedians. We bringing it. If you have a talent and you want to be a part of that, we invite you to come on out. Let me know what you'd like to do. We got booths out there, $25 a booth. Come bring out your tables and do your vendoring. Let's get you known in our communities and in our connections. We're gonna have a ball there. That's April 21st at 1 p.m. till 5 p.m. April 21st, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. For the Spring Gospel Concert Extravagant. Come on out and join us for that. We need your assistance there, too. We're still looking for vendors. We're still looking for donations for our setup and everything. We're looking for a DJ that wants to come and show in. Yes, we know we got the music, but we're giving other people opportunity to come in and use their talents to get known in the Compton, city of Compton. The mayor will be there, who's actually running for Congresswoman in June, the first primary, and then November for the actual election. We'll have the president of the school district from Compton there. A lot of the team members in Compton at that concert and at the Easter basket giveaway. So we want to invite you guys out for that. Please come support us. If you can't come, go ahead, get at me. You can send us a donation where you can sow in, and we'll get some grass, some little toy dolls or whatever it is they put in there. I just like to get in and let them do it. But we definitely can still use your help out there. Come on and give us your participation in those things. Other than that, family, I just thank you tonight for being a part of this broadcast. This has been a joy once again to Let's Talk Jesus. Family, know that you are loved. Know that you are honored. Know that you are appreciated by God. And we love you in Jesus' name. What?
See,
I love God.
Check it out. Yeah, I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? What? I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Now I've seen them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He gives them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love, love him, I love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money, moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I am in forgiving, I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing if he comes in a message, y'all. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
Wanted you to fall. You know what I do. I do. You could have lost it all. You remember I do. I do. No one could show you all. Oh, we got you covered.
Love him, I love him, I love him. 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 Love him, I love him, I love him.